Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Nida Daf Nun Hei. We're going to take a quick look at a Gemara on Daf Nun Hei Amid Beis. The Gemara discusses, actually brings a brisa of various fluids that are emitted by a Nida or a Zav or a Zava, that these fluids are metame. And one of those fluids are meha'af, nasal fluids. So the Gemara says, my meha'af, what are nasal fluids? Or how do they come out of the body? They're coming out through the mouth. It's not possible that nasal fluids should not have some reik, some spit, some saliva mixed in. And since we know that the reik of a nida or a zav or a zavar are metame, so since the nasal fluids, the mei ha'af, are definitely going to have reik mixed in, they're definitely going to be metame. Now, if you look back earlier in the Masechta, the Gemara was discussing a Zav who sees Shechvazera, the Zav who's Tameh and has to count 7 clean days. If during those clean days, the Shiva Nekiyim, he emits Shechvazera, it's Soser, it negates the 7 clean days and he has to start counting again. And the Gemara says the reason why it's Soser, the reason why it negates the 7 clean days, because it's not possible that the Sheikh Vazara doesn't have some tichtuche ziva mixed in. Hainu time of the soysel, if she efshar lo below tichtuche ziva. So the question that's asked, it's actually a Mordechai in Masechta Schulin, it's on page 18 in the old Dafim. How is it possible that because there's ziva, tichtuche ziva mixed into the Sheikh Vazara, that should be a reason that the Sheikh Vazara is soyser the Sheva Nekiyim? What happened to the concept of bittel? We know that if I have 2 things mixed together, and one of them is more than the other one, the roiv is mevatel v'miyut. So why does it make a difference that there's some ziva mixed into the shechvazera? So the Mordechai answers, we'll read it inside. Inami leko lemeimer bitl b'roiv elo b'dover shahaya nikr b'fnei atzmai t'chilov achar kach nasarif. You only say the concept of bitl b'roiv, something that was recognizable, it stood on its own before the taruvis, before the mixture, then it got mixed together. There you don't say bittul. Something that its initial entry into this world was as a taruvis, there's not going to be a bittul. So over here, where you have the shechvazera, which has in it tichtuche ziva, it came into this world as a taruvis, as a mixture. We're not going to have the concept of bittul. Now, what is the svara? Why is this true? So if you look in the Shari Yesher of Reb Shimon Shkup, in Shar Gimel, Perek Chav Beis explains as follows. The only time the Torah said the din of bittul b'roiv, which means that I have 2 objects, one has a din heter, one has a din iser. The only time the roiv, let's assume that the roiv is aser, the only time that the roiv is going to be able to transmit its din of iser onto the other object of heter is only if they are 2 separate objects from Tchilas B'Riyasai. There we could say that each one was standing on its own. They each had their own din, and now they got mixed together. Then there's a concept of bittul. But if they both came to the world together as a mixture, then it's one guf. It's guf echad. It's one object which has many different parts, many different dinim to each part. I could have parts that are asr and parts that are mutter. There, it does not. There, the concept of bittul does not apply. Okay, so this is all good by Shechvazera and Reich, where they came into the world as one mixture. There you have the Mordechai's answer, that there's no bittul. Come back to our Gemara. What's our Gemara discussing? You have Mei Ha'af. That's one part of the equation. What's mixed into the Mei Ha'af? You have Reich, spit, saliva. Those 2 things started off as separate components. So why over here do we say that lefishi e efsher lemei ha'af b'leik tzitzuche reich. There should be bittul. This question, Remeir Simcha asks in the Ar Sameach, and he says that you must say that since this halacha is said by Rav, and Rav paskens like Rabbi Yehuda, the min b'minoi loy batol, so we look at this as one min. It's one type. The reich and the mei ha'af are all looked at like one type. min b'minay loy batal, and therefore you're not going to say the concept of bittel. So what we're taking out, what we're walking away with, is the yisoid of the Mardechai, that the concept of bittel b'roiv is only when two minim start off separately. But if they come into the world together, there's no bittel b'roiv, and we explained it with Reb Shimon Shkup in Shari Yesher, that the concept of bittel b'roiv is only when you have two separate objects. But if you have one object, there we look at it like guf echad, and you cannot say a concept of bittel when you only have one object.